اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
فدعوتك ربي بقرآنك جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسانك ودعوتك ربي بقرآنك.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجه. السلام عليكم respected brothers and sisters. Welcome to Let's Recite the Quranic Kareem, a series of Quranic sessions held by IRIB English Radio in cooperation with Sevier International Schools Network. Here we are with brothers Ali Nasir, Hussein Ruhullah, Hassan Nasrullah, and Fawad Haider. Everyone is fine?
Yes, sir.
All right, Hussein is fine. Ali Nasir?
Alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah. Fawad Haider?
Fine, sir.
All right, and Hassan?
Fine, sir.
So everyone is fine, alhamdulillah, here. So brothers and sisters, we hope you are fine and happy, inshallah. Inshallah, today we will continue our previous discussions. We were talking about ayah 79 in the previous session, and today we'll talk about ayah 80 of surah An-Nisa on page
91.
So brothers and sisters, open your Quran please, turn to page 91, ayah 80, and let's first and foremost, everyone, listen to the recitation, then we'll get back.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. من يطع الرسول فقد أطاع الله ومن تولى فما أرسلناك عليهم حفيظا.
That was nice recitation, Ali Nasir. How was it? Did you like it? Yeah, that was a nice recitation. Okay.
Yes.
Oh, come on, tell me. Was it good or no?
Yes.
Okay. So, Fawad, how about you? You enjoyed it? Huh?
Yes, it was good.
It was. Hassan?
Yes.
Yeah, and Hussein?
Yes.
All right. Okay, yes. Brothers and sisters, if you like the recitation, don't worry, okay? Just stay with us till the end of the session. Inshallah, we'll practice. First, you really need to master the tajweed rules, okay? Then the beautiful recitation must be done with tajweed rules. So if somebody does not know the tajweed rules, he can't recite correctly, okay? So he has, if he wants, he should learn the tajweed rules. We are going to have that at the end of our session, okay? First, we'll mention some points about this ayah, and then we'll move on to the tajweed rules and the recitation. All right, Ali Nasir?
Yes.
Okay, that's a good news for you, brothers and sisters. So Allah Almighty says in this ayah, Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. I'll read it without tajweed, okay? And then inshallah we'll practice the tajweed rules. من يطيع الرسول فقد أطاع الله. Allah Almighty says, whoever obeys the apostle or the prophet, okay, this is equal to what?
Obeying.
Certainly me. Obeys, he obeys
Allah.
Allah Almighty. So, من يطيع الرسول, whoever obeys the apostle, certainly obeys Allah. Okay. وَمَنْ تَوَلَّى, and as for those who turn their backs on you, O Prophet, it means they do not obey you, O Prophet. فَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ عَلَيْهِمْ حَفِيظًا. We have not sent you to keep watch over them. I mean, the message of this ayah is this, that the first point, whoever obeys Allah, obeys
his apostle,
should obey
his apostle.
Okay? And whoever obeys the Prophet, it means he is obeying Allah Almighty. Prophet is the messenger of Allah. In the previous sessions, we talked a lot about this point, yes?
Yes.
So sometimes, now, listen, okay? It doesn't mean that you only obey the Prophet.
the Imams after the Prophet. Because in Usul al-Din, we have Tawheed, Adala,
Nabuwa,
Imama. Right after the Prophets, we have 12 Imams. So if you follow, if you obey the 12 Imams, it is equal to obedience to the Prophet. And it is equal to obedience to
Allah.
Allah Almighty. Okay? Kullun nurun wahid. All of them are like one light. Okay? All right?
Yes.
One light. So it means Imams are the leaders after the Prophet. You have to follow them. You have to listen to them. You have to obey them. Okay? Don't think, look, oh, he's the Imam. He's not the Prophet, so I don't want to follow him. No. Following the Prophet, okay, needs you to follow the Imams as well. If you are a person, a follower of the Prophet, you must be a follower of the Imam as well. Because Allah Almighty chose the Prophet, and Allah Almighty commanded our Prophet to choose the Imam. Ya ayyuha ar-rasul balligh ma unzila ilayka min rabbik. Okay, you have to deliver the message that Allah Almighty has given to you. If you don't, wa illam taf'al, if you don't do this, fama ballaghta risalata, your risala, your nabuwa is zero. You've not done your risala. Look, this is a command of Allah Almighty. That's why the Prophet gathered all the Muslims in the Ghadir pond and announced the leadership of Imam Ali alayhi salam, which is a divine leadership. So, following, if you want to be obedient to Allah Almighty, you should follow the Prophets and also the Imams. That's the first important message. And the second one, sometimes, for example, we have Amri bil Ma'ruf, we have Nahi anil Munkar in Furu'uddin, right?
Yes.
So if you are able to guide someone and he's accepting, he's somebody who is so accepting, he accepts your words, okay? This is very good. Guide them, help them. If they are like a bit stubborn, okay, strict, so guide them, find a way to guide them. If they didn't, if they continued, okay, like ignoring you, okay? So, okay, try your best. But you are not responsible of him. That you must, at any price, for example, at any cost, okay, you're not responsible for him to guide him. You do your job. If you didn't get any answer, you've done it, okay? It's okay.
Is there still reward if you tried?
Oh, yeah, you get your reward. You get your reward, okay? Understood?
هذا القرآن يوحدنا لطريق الخير يوجهنا الله تعالى أنزله ورسول الله معلمنا ورسول الله معلمنا هذا القرآن.
Want to learn Quran at home? Join us in our Quranic class. Let's recite the Quran.
So, please refer to the Tafasir books, inshallah, for more details, because there are a lot of good discussions on obedience of Allah Almighty, how we can prove that obedience of Allah Almighty is equal to obedience of Prophet and these things, okay? Refer. Let's mention some important tajweed rules and that will be all, okay? Brothers and sisters, I hope you're not tired. So we'll move on to the tajweed rules and the recitation. The first tajweed rule. من يطيع الرسول
إدغام
من يطيع الرسول. من changes to may. It is called idgham or merging. May yuti'i ar-rasul, okay? And also, when you merge the sound, you extend the sound as well. For how many counts?
Two
counts. And there is one more thing happened here.
Nasal sound.
May this nasal sound. Sound comes from your nose. May yuti'i ar-rasul. In Tajweed, we call this Ghunna. Ghunna. Say this Ghunna. Ghunna.
Yes.
من يطيع الرسول فقد فقد
قلقل.
قا is a heavy letter and then dal like which is a sakin letter here, is applied with an echoing sound, like Fawad said, قلقلة. فقد أطاع الله. طاء is a heavy letter. أطاع الله. Allah is pronounced heavily here because there is a fatha sound before. So listen and repeat after me. Okay?
Yes.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
من يطع الرسول فقد أطاع الله.
من يطع الرسول فقد أطاع الله.
أحسن. صلاة tells you that you can stop here or continue, but Hassan, is it better to stop or better to continue?
Better to continue.
Okay, next time we'll continue this, okay? We'll join this part with the next part. Now, وَمَنْ تَوَلَّ نُنْ سَاكِنْ plus تَ
تَ is from the rest of the letters, so إِخْفَى.
إِخْفَى, you hide the sound. Hide the sound of نُنْ سَاكِنْ. وَمَنْ changes to?
وَمَنْ.
وَمَنْ أَحْسَنْتُمْ. You hide the sound a bit, okay? When you pronounce the نُنْ, your tongue comes and touches the back of your teeth. وَمَنْ.
Yes.
So don't let your tongue touch it if you want to pronounce the ikhfa sound. وَمَنْ. Do not let it touch. Just when it goes and wants to touch, do not let it touch. وَمَنْ. Stop here. Look at my hand. This is noon. This is, for example, your tongue, okay? This is the gum area. وَمَنْ. Do not let it touch. This is the correct way of pronouncing the ikhfa sound. وَمَنْ. تولى, right?
Yes.
وَمَنْ تَوَلَّى فَمَا. The mad is not wajib. You can stretch it or skip it. أَرْسَلْنَاكَ أَرْسَلْنَاكَ أَرْ. Heavy sound.
Ra is heavy here.
All right. أَرْسَلْنَا. Light sound. عَلَيْهِمْ حَفِيظًا. حَفِيظًا changes to?
حَفِيظًا.
حَفِيظًا. Make sure you pronounce Allah correctly. Ha correctly. Next letters. Ha correctly, Ayn correctly, Wow correctly, Ta correctly. These letters are important. So, listen to the next part. وَمَنْ تَوَلَّ فَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ عَلَيْهِمْ حَفِيظًا.
وَمَنْ تَوَلَّ فَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ عَلَيْهِمْ حَفِيظًا.
MashaAllah. Now, Hassan said that Sila tells us that it's better to continue. So it means it's better to join the two parts. Okay, the first part of the ayah with the second part. Let's join it together. Okay, Hassan?
Yes.
Ready?
Yes.
Let's go. مَن يُطِعِ الرَّسُولَ فَقَدْ أَطَاعَ اللَّهَ وَمَن تَوَلَّى فَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ عَلَيْهِمْ حَفِيظًا.
مَن يُطِعِ الرَّسُولَ فَقَدْ أَطَاعَ اللَّهَ وَمَن تَوَلَّى فَمَا عليهم حفيظا.
أحسنت ما شاء الله. صدق الله العلي العظيم.
صدق الله العلي العظيم.
أحسنت. Brothers and sisters, thank you so much for being with us. We hope inshallah this session was useful for you. Ali Nasir, Fawad, Hassan and Hussein, thank you so much. Thanks a bundle. Inshallah, Allah bless you inshallah. Thanks for being with us. Allah Almighty bless you all. See you in the next session. Thanks to Arab English Radio and Sevio International Schools Network. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa sallallahu ala Sayyidina Muhammadin wa alihi al-tahirin.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajjil farajahum.
Let's recite the Quran. a joint production of IRIB English Radio and Xavier International Schools.
ذكر وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نرقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه تعطي